morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, September 24th. You'll be interested to know, 150 years ago, today in 1875, two brave mountaineers, Dougal Haston and Doug Scott, achieved a remarkable human triumph by becoming the first persons to reach the summit of Mount Everest by any of its faces, a milestone of exploration, courage, and human ingenuity. This inspiring ascent on the southwestern face of the world's highest mountain stands as a testament to perseverance, teamwork, and the boundless spirit of discovery, celebrating human achievement in the most majestic of natural arenas. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Wednesday in Encinitas. This morning is looking fair with waves at 3+ feet. Conditions stay consistent through the morning with light onshore, winds at 3 to 4 miles per hour. By midday, expect the waves to drop to 2 to 3+ feet as the wind picks up to 9 miles per hour, making it choppy. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with the 3-foot incoming mid-tide when the southwest swell is 2 feet at 14 seconds and the onshore wind is 3 mile per hour. The first high tide on Wednesday will be 5.5 feet at 10:45 a.m., followed by a half-foot low tide just before 5:30. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 68 degrees for the water temperature. Thursday offers fair conditions with waves around 2 to 3 feet and light northwest winds. Friday maintains similar size but sees choppy conditions as the wind shifts to the south. Saturday brings a steady increase in swell, reaching 3+ feet, with cleaner conditions in the morning before winds turn onshore later in the day. This morning, it's mostly cloudy and it feels like 72 degrees with 5 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 6:44 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:41. It looks like we're in for some mostly sunny skies today, with a high near 71 and a light northwest breeze at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies with a low around 66 and light winds. Looking ahead in the weather, Thursday will be partly sunny with a high near 69 and a northwest wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. Friday and Saturday remain mostly cloudy with highs near 68. To 69 and nights in the mid-60s. Sunday turns a bit brighter with partly sunny skies and a high near 70, with a mild night around 67. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, in an exciting development for America's finest city, a military pilot may soon serve her country on a mission to the moon, or possibly Mars. Catherine Spies, a San Diego resident, is one of 10 selected by NASA from over 8,000 applicants to join their newest astronaut class. Originally from Mission Viejo, she considers San Diego her hometown, where her mother lives. Spies brings a wealth of experience, having served as a Marine Corps test pilot with over 2,000 flight hours, and she has degrees from the University of Southern California and Harvard. This astronaut class marks a significant milestone, featuring more women than men for the first time. Now on to sports. The robot umpires are here. Major League Baseball's competition committee has approved the introduction of the automated ball strike system for the 2026 regular season. Each team will begin with two challenges of the home plate umpire's strike zone. The umpire will review the call using a high-tech camera system, and the determination will be final. The system has been tested in AAA since 2022. The Players Association noted that the vote was not unanimous, reflecting broad player sentiment. The challenge format was preferred over calling every pitch using technology. Commissioner Rob Manfred emphasized the balance between umpire integrity and correcting missed calls. In local sports, last night at Petco Park, the Padres beat the Brewers 7-0. Ryan Vasquez earned the win with 7 innings pitched, striking out 3 and allowing 1 hit. The Friars powered up early with a grand slam from O'Hearn and added 2 more homers from Ariz and Iglesias. San Diego finished with 8 hits and 0 errors, leaving 4 runners on base. The Padres' record improves to 87-71. This afternoon, the Padres clash with the Brewers at Petco Park in San Diego for the final game of this 3-game series. Dylan Cease takes the mound for the Friars, 8-12, with a 4.64 earned run average. Chad Patrick will pitch for Milwaukee, 3-8, with a 3.66 earned run average. First pitch is at 1:10 under sunny skies and a temperature of 78 degrees. In top news, American Express has transformed its Platinum card into a pocket mirror, attracting new fans with exclusive experiences. This limited edition Platinum mirror card is polished to a reflective finish, redefining the essence of a premium credit card. In 2024, American Express reached record revenues of $65.9 billion, projected to grow by 8-10% in 2025. Despite the hefty annual fee of $695, it boasts a remarkable 98% retention rate. American Express is not just a credit card, but an all-access pass for various experiences, enhancing its appeal among younger generations. In business news, Elon Musk's Starlink is planning to offer mobile phone services directly to consumers, a move that could add competitive pressure on traditional Canadian carriers. SpaceX has applied to the U.S. Federal Communications Commission to launch a new constellation of 15,000 low-Earth orbit satellites to provide ubiquitous connectivity through mobile satellite service inside the United States and wherever else it is authorized. Starlink currently offers a satellite phone service in Canada through a partnership with Rogers Communications and is pursuing more arrangements with other telecom providers. SpaceX's actions next year during the auction of mostly rural spectrum in Canada will be a test of its international ambitions. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is unchanged at about $112,000. Ethereum is unchanged at just under $4,200. And XRP is unchanged at $2.82. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Scientists believe they have found a groundbreaking new energy source that is virtually unlimited. Plastic is littering the planet, And scientists are trying to convert it back into usable fuel by heating it to very high temperatures. A new method discovered by researchers at Yale University could boost production of pyrolysis oil without costly catalysts. This innovative technique uses a three-section, 3D-printed carbon column reactor to enhance the yield. While scaling up poses challenges, scientists hope this can alleviate the plastic crisis and lessen reliance on fossil fuels. For now, the best plastic is still one that is never made. And in entertainment news, a preemption means that Jimmy Kimmel Live will remain unavailable for some of the United States, despite its return after a nearly week-long suspension. Jimmy Kimmel may be returning to ABC, but his show will remain dark in many areas as Sinclair Broadcast Group and Nexstar have decided to preempt it. Last night, Sinclair will be preempting Jimmy Kimmel Live across ABC affiliate stations and replacing it with news programming. Nexstar added, "We stand by that decision pending assurance that all parties are committed to fostering an environment of respectful, constructive dialogue." Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the British explorer and mountaineer, George Mallory. And he said, "The greatest danger in life is not to take the adventure." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.